Get this fun fact. A typical student in grades K through 12 will spend 14,000 to 16,000 hours with teachers, which equals about 2 years of a student's life. During the school year, most students spend more time with teachers than their parents, which makes a teacher's job pretty darn important. At Community Campfire, we wanted to honor our teachers and tell their stories, not just about lesson plans, but also about their backgrounds and why they do this very important job. Christina Hooksema is a sixth grade science teacher, but I first met her 6 years ago when she was a second grade teacher to my daughter, and now she teaches my son. She cares deeply about her students, and she makes learning fun. Let's listen to her story. I'm sitting here with one of my favorite teachers and also my kiddos' favorite teachers. Her name is Christina Hooksema. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. We're just launching this idea of talking to teachers, the teachers of Park City and the Wasatch Back, because we're all in great admiration of what you do and are so grateful for what you do. And so I just want to chat. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Tampa, Florida. I went to college in Tampa to study to be a teacher.
So were your family anyone in education?
I did not have anyone in education. And, I was thinking about this earlier. I was the first in my intimate family to go to college. My mom stayed home. Her kind of dream as a young woman was to be a mom and a like an army wife. Like that was, her father was in the army. Actually, yeah. As I thought about it coming here, I kind of got emotional about it. Gosh, I'm just too prideful to not do, you know, something that I think I should be doing. As a young, 14-year-old, worked at a yogurt shop and kind of work ethic was really important. My dad really instilled work ethic. You know, if you're going to do something, do it well and make yourself proud and work hard. I thought teaching would be a great profession. One, I had amazing, I can remember my fourth grade teacher, there's always one.
Yes. Mine was Miss Garza. Yeah. And then Miss Carnahan for different reasons, because she used to spray Aquanet in the class and we would all suffocate.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Miss Acosta was my fourth grade teacher. She called me Chris. We had like four Christinas in the class.
Yeah.
And she liked me and I knew it. Uh-huh. And she gave me a job. And I guess, as a kid, I have always had a confidence that I don't know where it came from. I feel confident in my skin in a room. Mm-hmm. And so I probably had no idea what my limitations were, which I'm sure I had them, but I was always confident in the classroom. I talked a lot. Shocker, I get to be a teacher.
Yes, that's kind of, is that a prerequisite?
Yeah, I think it must be. She'd have me go to her house and have dinner with her family. So I think now, looking back as a teacher, she saw something. I think she thought maybe I needed a little mentor. I needed someone to coach me up. And I thought it was an important job. And I knew I always wanted to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that I could do that would work. I think being a teacher is very admirable. Mm-hmm. And my husband, when we met, thought it was like one of the things he led with his family, is that I was a teacher. I was waiting tables when I met him finishing up school. And he was like, he's like, she's this, she's that, but she's a teacher. And he thought that was good.
Oh, I love it.
It's an important job to do well.
That's amazing. Well, my husband, Jason's parents, dearly, were both teachers. So they were the first teachers I'd ever really, got in my family or gotten to know. And I've learned so much from them over the years. And I would love for people to want to do it more.
Well,
you really do influence. And I see it.
Well,
you know.
I have to say, when I started as a teacher, I didn't envision myself as a boots on the ground teacher for my whole career. And I thought maybe I'd, go into coaching is, something I'm interested in. And
like sports coaching?
Well, coaching teachers. So a reading coach or some type of instructional coach. And so I was a reading coach in Florida before we moved out here. And I was able to stay home for about 9 years when I did have my children.
Oh, nice.
So once my son was born, three children. He was born.
Tell me how old are your children?
My son has just recently graduated from the U. He's 23.
What? Great.
So, and he's traveling abroad right now, having a big time. And my middle daughter, she is just turning 20 in a few days, and she's a sophomore at the U as well. Mm-hmm. And then our youngest is 17. She's a junior at Park City High School. And so, we moved here 10 years ago. And so my kids moved second grade, fifth grade, eighth grade, and have been a part. And one of the appeal of Park City was the school district. I mean, I really do enjoy the job.
You can tell. Absolutely.
I've said to you through the years, it's a hard job, but it is so important to do well. When the time comes that I cannot deliver the kind of instruction in classroom that I hope I do and want the experience for the children, you know, I hope that I'm able to step away. You know, no bad feelings, because at the end of the day, if the day doesn't go well, there are not great days. But the difference is you reflect and you're really thinking about, you know, what went bad here today, mm-hmm. you know?
And what is a bad day and then yeah. what is a great day? What yeah. is the definition? Because it seems like it might all blend together, you know?
A good day is when kids are engaged, they're learning, they go home at, you know, that night at the dinner table and they talk about what happened in class. And it's memorable and they can tell you things, they've made connections and we've anchored new knowledge. And that is a good day. Yeah, a subpar day is just maybe the lesson doesn't land. You know, maybe someone's struggling, you know,
right.
it's a vibe in the room. And so those days are hard. And or if maybe, you know, the kids, I'm like having to stop because everyone's having a little conversation on the side.
I also can think of a subpar day is when COVID happened.
Oh, COVID
so Miss Huxema, I call her Miss Huxema, I can't yes. help myself. She was our teacher of second grade. When COVID happened. And so, yeah, we went to the fire together. And now you teach sixth grade. So you went from second to sixth. And
I've taught all the grades. I spent most of my time in intermediate grades. But COVID happened. And then the year after COVID, I feel like we bonded that year.
Yes, we did.
And the kids were, I really feel, really, in my 19 years of teaching, that COVID year and the year after were two really great. I think, you know, COVID is what it was, but yeah. I thought we did a pretty good
Amazing.
Job. And I really was proud of our team that year. I thought it was exceptional.
Yeah, me too.
And the feedback from parents, you know, it's not just in a silo. That was kind of all the way around. The kids were engaged. We had a great year and a lot of learning.
Speaking of parents, what is the thing I always feel like, I don't do enough. I don't say enough. I'm not, you know, what do you want most from parents that, you know, helps you the best, do your job better or whatever?
I think I'm not the expert on anyone's child. And when I speak to a parent humbly, I want you to know my intention is to do the best I can. Mm-hmm. And I might fall short of that. And I'm not too proud to say, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, or man, that was not a great call. And I think people on both sides just want you to hear me when I tell you about my child. And as a teacher, I want you to know my intention. I am really doing the best I can, mm-hmm. And that we communicate. And so I would be more likely to make a phone call if there's something really pressing than an email.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sometimes communication gets lost in a text. And we get so much white noise in electronic communication.
Right.
So I think a lot can be solved with a phone call. And also to start with, you know, what I'm about to say is not the end of the world. Like, and I've said to you and many, you know, it is such a transition from being a little kid to this very strange little being
yeah.
that turns into this independent human, you know?
Right.
And we're not going to sweat little things. And kids are human beings, and I'm a human being, and
right.
we all have moments. And, you know, we are in a dynamic classroom now with kids of all abilities, learning styles, what's important to their families. Like, you know, maybe I play sports and that's really important to my family. And so I think that our schools do an exceptional job at trying to fit the bill for everyone. And that's a big ask.
That is.
I marvel at dexterity of our district because
yeah.
they really try. And I know I can speak for Ecker Hill and Parley's Park too. The teachers and staff really do want to do what's best for your kids and what is helpful to you. The collaboration with teachers is one of the most critical components. You know, they say you steal shamelessly but give credit where it's due. And I absolutely benefit from the teachers that I get to work with
mm-hmm.
who are magnificent.
Yeah. Do you like the first through sixth? That's where you shine?
I think sixth grade. I really have loved every grade I have taught. Kids are funny, and I also feel like they keep me, but they keep you youthful and not taking yourself too seriously. They are funny and irreverent and smart. Kids want to learn. Even your reluctant, you know, that is why I teach, really, you know, is that I know it's an important job,
mm-hmm.
and it matters.
It does.
And
it
so,
matters.
And
my children will 100% one day be sitting across from another person and say, you know, Miss Huxley have made a huge impact on my life.
They're going to be like, she was crazy.
Yeah.
I say, schools are keystones of a community.
Yeah.
That is true, full stop.
Yep.
And we don't just learn academics in school. We learn how to be human beings in the world. We practice negotiating. We practice collaborating. Mm-hmm. We practice being compelling, you know, with an idea and finding consensus in a group. Curriculum and information is a vehicle. It's something that needs to be learned, but we need skills to take that knowledge and move it forward.
We hope you keep going and keep teaching. And
I hope I do.
But it really is such a wonderful thing to feel like you're making a difference in life. It's a purpose. Life is about purpose,
yes,
right?
You start seeing that it doesn't last forever. We're not here for a very long time.
Right.
And if you want to be here as long as you can, it's a gift. It's not guaranteed.
Yay, Park City School District. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I felt so prideful.
Yes, well, you should. You're making a huge difference, and we all just really love you. So thank you. Thank you so much.